I owned an RV that I would use all the time as a camper in the woods behind my house. It was a piece of junk, but I would only drive it out a couple miles, then park it and hang out for a few days, so it didn't need to be anything special. Around 4 years ago, I took this RV out into the woods for a normal weekend of camping. I drove out on the dirt road about a mile, then pulled off into a small plot in between all the trees and set up camp. I made a small fire and brought out chairs, then sat back and had some drinks. I'd take friends out with me a lot, but they weren't always able to spend several days away, so this was just some time I was spending with myself. As night started coming in, I put some more fuel in the fire pit. Just after the sun had fully gone down, I heard something moving around outside my camp. It didn't sound like any wildlife. It sounded more like a person walking somewhere out in the trees. I looked out in that direction, but didn't see anything. This went on for around 20 minutes, hearing what sounded like someone walking around my camp. I put out the fire and went inside the RV, locking it up for the night and checking out the windows over the next hour, but still never seeing anything. From all the times I'd come out into the woods, I'd never once had someone come across my camp, so this was not a normal occurrence. Also, knowing that they were wandering in the dark without a flashlight was even less normal. I double-checked the locks before going to bed, and thankfully, I got a good night's sleep. In the morning, I got up and made coffee, ate breakfast, and spent a couple hours in the RV before going outside. I wanted to take a hike around, but I wasn't too comfortable with leaving my RV there, knowing that someone else was out here, so instead I went for a short walk. I went out where I had heard the person from last night, looking for any shoe prints to confirm that it was actually a person, but from my quick search, I didn't find anything helpful. I don't know if it made me more or less uneasy, but when I got back to the RV, I brought out my handgun and strapped it to my waist, just to be safe. When it was night again, I started up the fire pit and tried to take my mind off of things. I sat outside for a while, I want to say probably an hour, and was relieved to have not heard anyone. I had a beer and listened to the calming sounds of the woods at night until I got sleepy. I stood up and went to put out the fire when I saw a figure in the corner of my eye. My head quickly shifted to look at them. They were standing between the trees, maybe 25 feet away, glowing in the faint light of the fire pit, and just watching me. Only a moment passed before they turned and walked away, leaving the light. I was really creeped out, and not hearing any more footsteps or movement only made me more paranoid about where they could be. I picked up everything I had outside and put it in the RV. Then put out the fire and locked myself inside again. I was even thinking about fully packing up and heading home in the morning, because this just wasn't going to be a nice time anymore. Whoever was out there had now come by my RV twice, and neither time did they say anything or introduce themselves. I stayed on watch for a couple hours, checking the windows multiple times and listening intently. It was during the third hour, while I was nodding off in my chair, that I heard footsteps approaching the RV. They were walking quickly, going right up to the door. I stayed quiet, clutching my pistol and hoping for them not to do anything. There were a few odd seconds of them not making a sound, but just standing on the other side of the door. Then they slowly walked around the RV, then quickly ran away. I stayed awake until the sun came up, and as soon as it was clear enough to drive, I got the RV ready and drove home. Whoever was out there had to have some sick plans for them to be coming up to my RV like that in the middle of the night, and I knew that if I stayed, it would likely have ended up really bad for one of us, and I wasn't going to take my chances for it to be me. My family owns some cabins in Oregon that all of us like to stay in sometimes, or have family get-togethers there, but for this trip, I was going solo. I had just turned 20 and I'd never been camping alone, and I figured camping somewhere near the cabins would be perfect in case something were to happen. I drove an hour there, then walked 30 minutes down a trail that led to the cabin I would be staying by. As I walked up to it, I noticed one of the windows was missing. There was no glass on the ground. It looked like the entire window had just been taken out, which was a very unexpected thing to see. I didn't plan on entering the cabin, but I had brought the key for emergencies, and this felt like something I should investigate. But I was even more confused when the door opened without me unlocking it. I walked in, and right away it was obvious that the place had been broken into. There were muddy footprints all over the floors, and some more expensive stuff was missing. It was unfortunate to see, but there was no way of knowing how long ago it all happened. From what I knew, it had been months since anyone was at the cabins, and even then, they may not have even come to this cabin. I tried to lock up the place as best I could, and set out to find a spot to camp. I had no service, but I didn't feel it was absolutely necessary to let my family know right away, or even to call the police yet. I walked 30 minutes down the hill from the cabin, and found a flat enough spot to set up. Rain started pouring down, and being new to this, it took me a couple hours to get everything set up the right way. Already being soaked, I sat outside on a nearby log under a tree and started eating some prepackaged food, when out of nowhere, I started hearing someone talking. I immediately spotted a man walking behind me. He was drenched, walking up the hill toward the direction of the cabin and didn't seem to have noticed me. The way he was speaking was really weird because it made no sense and he was obviously talking to himself. Soon, he walked out of sight, but something about seeing that gave me chills. An hour went by, and I took a quick hike back up to the cabin to see if he was maybe staying there, but from afar, it still looked empty, so I went back. Once it was night, I used a fire kit to start a small campfire, and used it to heat up some of my food. The rain made it difficult, but once the fire was going, it stayed up pretty well. Not long into it, I heard footsteps coming from up the hill. I stared at the trees, seeing nothing but pitch black beyond the reach of my campfire. They continued walking until a man came into sight. I couldn't see much of him, but he looked similar to the man I'd seen earlier.
"Hey, what do you want?"
I yelled, trying to scare him off. He stopped and stared at me with a blank face, having rain dripping from his head as he just stood there. I yelled again, but he didn't move. We were standing just 10 feet from each other, and every second made me more and more scared of what was about to happen. Then, through the rain, I heard the sound of a single footstep behind me. I instantly sprinted to the side of the hill and didn't stop until my legs gave out under me. I don't think they chased me, but with the rain and wind, it was too hard for me to hear while running. I found my way up the hill and walked the rest of the way to my car in the rain with only my phone light. Once I got in range, I called 911. In the days following, a team was sent out to investigate the cabin and my campsite. My campsite was gone, left with only a few useless pieces of equipment, but in the cabin, they identified 3 unique shoe prints on the floor. It had me shaking for weeks, knowing that there were 3 unknown men out there, hiding not far away. Nothing else was found, and it was all said to most likely just be a robbery because they didn't chase me, but who knows what they would have done to me if I had stayed there. I was taking a summer hiking and camping vacation a year ago to a small river near my parents' house. I was visiting them for a few days, then going out alone to camp along the river for a night or two and head back home afterward. I don't live in the most adventurous state, so I always try to get out in nature whenever I'm in my parents' town. After visiting them, I set out on my hike. The trail I took to get to the river was around 4 hours at a steady walking pace, but the best part about it was that nobody else ever used it. The river wasn't huge or anything, and there were plenty of trails that were more scenic and actually labeled. This one was just some thin dirt path that wasn't very defined. When I got to the river, it was basically dark, so I pitched my tent and got a fire going so I could relax before bed. As I sat there for a few minutes, I started hearing footsteps coming toward me. I looked over, and after a minute, a man appeared from the trees. He waved at me and came over to my campsite with a smile. He looked like a normal man in his early 30s, though a bit dirty and unkempt, like he'd been camping out here for a while. After introducing himself as John, he made small talk with me, telling me that he was camping not far from here. I went along with the talking just to not be rude, but the whole thing felt off. Eventually, the man said goodnight and walked away. I watched as he went along the river with his flashlight, but after a minute, the light shut off, and there was nothing else after that. I didn't think that much of the encounter initially, but the man definitely had something off about him. What worried me the most was how he had come up just a few minutes after I got the fire going. He had to have been really close by, like he was following me or something. I chalked it all up to my nerves and told myself it was just dumb luck that he was out here. After all, he came up and introduced himself, which I assumed he wouldn't have done if he had any bad intentions. I smothered the fire and stayed up in my tent for a while, then fell asleep. I woke up at sunrise and spent the day hiking along the river. Strangely, I never saw any other campsites though. No signs of fire or tents being set up, not even in the direction I'd seen the man walk in. I figured he must have been further into the forest, but it only made me slightly more nervous. I got back to my tent just before dark, and was surprised to see John sitting next to my unlit campfire.
"Can I help you?"
I said. He smiled and said he was waiting for me to come back because he had found something down the river. He got up and started walking, urging me to come with him and see for myself. I hesitated.
"I'm gonna stay here, John. I'm just a bit tired."
He turned around and looked at me with that same smile, and asked me again to go with him. We looked each other in the eyes for a long couple seconds, and I knew for sure that something wasn't right. His smile began to fade, and he asked me one more time in a less friendly tone. I chose to not say anything, and after a moment, he turned around and started walking toward the river. As I watched him, I saw the outline of a small gun poking out of his shirt like he had shoved it in the back of his pants. While not uncommon to bring a firearm out in the forests, I'd never known any hiker or camper to have it uncomfortably in the back of their pants belt with their shirt on top of it. The only reason would be to have it concealed from other people's view, which as far as I know, shouldn't be the main concern when going deep into a forest. After seeing that, I started getting everything together and was walking back within the hour. Thankfully, I was able to stay on the path in the dark and made it back to my car after 4.5 hours of walking. The more I think about it now, the more terrifying that encounter was. I'm almost sure he had followed me to my campsite, but I don't know for how long or if he was stalking me the entire time I was there. Him trying to lure me out to the river was almost surely an attempt at something awful, and I think that if I hadn't left when I did, he probably would have come back later in the night, and I never would have been seen again.